This is Pathway to Retirement with Daniel Flores from PDE Wealth Advisors. You need a financial strategy that accounts for challenges like market volatility and inflation, and that also adequately prepares you for retirement. The purpose of Pathway to Retirement is to address common financial concerns, provide helpful strategies, and offer ways you may be able to achieve your financial goals. And now here's Pathway to Retirement with Daniel Flores.
Hello and welcome to Pathway to Retirement. My name is Daniel Flores from PDE Wealth Advisors. Remember, if you like more information about what you hear during our show today, please take a minute to give us a call at 909-295-5504 or visit us online at pdewealthadvisors.com. And while at the website, please take a minute to click on the radio page to check out past shows and to subscribe to our program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music. And so reflecting on my career in the financial service industries, I'm hard-pressed to recall a time when a client told me they didn't want to live as long and healthy as life as possible, right? And so why not? Many people work hard for decades to put themselves into a position to enjoy a retirement that features security and ample opportunities to travel and spend time with families and friends. But the cold reality is that the longer and healthier you live, the more money you're going to need. And I think many of us would relish the idea of being healthy enough and feeling good enough to jump on a 2-week cruise when we're 90, right? But your finances need to be as healthy as you are before you can head to port. So during today's show, we're going to consider how you may be able to manage longevity risk. But before we get into our topic, let me introduce my co-host, Tony Shore, who I know is already plotting a retirement full of live music and vinyl hunting.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know me, I'm a big music nut. I have a huge record collection, Daniel, and that is what I love to do. But you know what? I'm not planning on retiring anytime soon. In fact,
well, that's good.
I want to do this as long as my voice holds out. But you know, the old saying, man plans and God laughs, because, you know, we always say, no, I'm working, I'm going to work until I'm 75. Well, you know, health might dictate that. The job market might dictate that. So we'll see. But right now, as long as my voice holds out, I'm going to keep co-hosting shows with you, buddy.
Perfect. Sounds good to me. Unless AI takes over, right? No, I'm just kidding.
Actually, we're not far from that. That's around the corner. We've tried using AI for different radio spots and things in production. And so it's getting very close to being seamless. I can still tell when it's AI, but it's getting harder and harder. So that's for sure. Well, hey, I know longevity risk. Nobody wants to outlive their money. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. And as I like to say, you want to make sure your bank account doesn't hit zero before your blood pressure does.
There right? you go.
And that's why we're talking about mitigating longevity risk. And people are living longer and longer. So people are living, 80s, 90s, even up to 100 more years means more cost in retirement. I mean, the good news is we're living longer. The bad news is we're living
more money.
No, the bad news is the same. We're living longer, which means we need more money. How do you want to get things rolling?
So let's jump into a Kiplinger article, How to Manage Longevity Risk in Retirement. I think it has some very useful insights. And so the article first addresses longevity risk and fear. And so, you know, one of the biggest mysteries in life isn't where the road ends, it's when. And that unknown, that's why we call longevity risk, or the risk of living longer than you expected and running out of money before you run out of life. And so this fear is very real. In fact, surveys show that for a lot of retirees, running out of money is even scarier than death itself. And who can blame them? Retirement isn't the finish line. It's an open road, and for many, a long one. And thanks to medical advances and better lifestyles, people are definitely living longer than ever. And so back in the 1950 or back in 1950, the average life expectancy was just 68 years old, but today it's pushing 79 and a half. And for women, it's even higher at nearly 82, according to the article anyways. And if you and your spouse both make it to 65, there's actually a 50% chance one of you sees your 93rd birthday. And so here's the question. Are your finances built to go the distance? There are a lot of factors that play into how long we live. Some are in our hands and some not so much. But the good news is you don't have to leave your financial future to chance. And so with good planning, a good strategy, and a good guide in your corner, you can stretch every dollar to go the distance and make sure your money lasts as long as you do.
All right. So when it comes to preparing for longevity risk, what's the first step?
So if you want your money to last, you've got to start with one key question. How long will I live? And so don't worry, we're not trying to play fortune teller here. nobody's got a crystal ball, right? And we know this is probably the hardest thing to pinpoint as you're doing your planning. But the more you understand your personal timeline, the better you can plan to outlive, not outlive your income instead of the other way around, right? And so this is what we call facing longevity risk head on. And trust me, it's not about fear, it's about power. And so here's where you begin. Here's where you need to begin. Take a look at your health, your family history, and your lifestyle. All of these can give you a pretty solid estimate of how long you might need your money to work for you. So for a quick and easy tool, check out the Social Security Life Expectancy Calculator, which is basic, but does give you a ballpark. And for some deeper digging, give the Blue Zones Try Vitality Test a shot. It's more detailed and offers insight based on how you live, not just the year you were born. And so the more you know, the better you plan. Because you understand your timeline, you can build a financial strategy that's not just smart, but sustainable as well.
Well, sure. And that's what we all want. So I know a tool. There are tools online at socialsecurity.gov. And the easy way to go to the official Social Security website is ssa.gov or ssa.gov or bluezones.com. So what do you have for us next?
So once you've got a rough idea of how long you might be on this ride, the next step is figuring out how much retirement income you'll need in the tank. And so according to Northwestern Mutual's 2024 Planning and Progress Study, which is cited in the article, most retirees now believe they need close to $1.5 million to retire comfortably. And that number jumped 15% just in the last year. And so that's way faster than inflation, right? And let's be honest, comfort doesn't come cheap these days. There's a classic rule of thumb that says you'll need about 80% of your pre-retirement income to maintain your lifestyle. But that number is just a starting point. You might need more. You might need less, right? So it all depends on your health, your hobbies, and whether you plan to travel the world or just frequent the local golf course. But if longevity runs in your family, or if you're planning to retire early, like 50 or 55, then your money has to stretch even further.
Well, yeah, and you want that money to last. And how are you going to do that? With a plan and by working with a trusted financial professional like yourself, Daniel. Daniel, how can our listeners, if they have questions about this or want to make sure they have a plan in place to not outlive their money and to make sure they don't make costly mistakes, how can they get a hold of you to set up that no charge, no obligation consultation?
Remember, listeners, take a minute to visit our website at pdewealthadvisors.com or just give us a call directly at 909-295-5504 so we can set up that appointment to go through your concerns about longevity risk, your financial strategy, or any other parts of your retirement.
All right. Sounds good. Now, this discussion has been great. We're talking about the importance of retirement planning to deal with longevity risk. What do you have for us next?
So let's jump back into that same Kiplinger's article. It has some more information that I think will be useful for the listeners, including that your next step for protecting yourself from longevity risk is maxing out your Social Security payment. And so Social Security, remember, plays a huge role in most people's retirement. In fact, half of all married couples and more than 70% of single retirees lean on it for at least half of their retirement income. And that's straight from the Social Security Administration. And remember, that's a big deal if you're leaning on that much of it, right? And so that means you need a strategy to get the most out of it. So now here's a move that often is overlooked, but powerful. So all it is just waiting, right? Wait, that's simply all you have to do. So if you can delay taking your retirement benefit from age 62 to 70, you could boost your monthly payout by as much as 8% a year and add it up. And you're looking at a benefit that's around 76 to 77% higher at 70 than if you jumped in early at 62. And that's not just a raise. It's a retirement power move, right? And that's not all. If you're married, there's another savvy move called the 62-70 split. And so this is when one spouse, usually the lower earning one, claims at 62 while the higher earning holds off until 70. And in that scenario, it unlocks the spousal benefit in the short term and a stronger survivor benefit down the road. And it's not just about today's check, right? It's about building a lifetime income strategy that fights off longevity risk and keeps you funded deep into the future. And so if you're serious about retiring with confidence, don't wing Social Security. Remember, maximize it.
Yeah, maximize your Social Security. Speaking of which, Daniel, I know you have a Social Security maximization report that you can run for people. You put in some of their personal information. It does over 20,000 calculations to give you strategies, spousal filing strategies to maximize your Social Security benefit and make sure you're filing at the right time, right?
That's absolutely right. That's the first place we start with any client that comes in or any prospect that comes in that hasn't already started, right? That's not already locked in. That's always the first place we start because just like the article states, this is usually where most people get a big chunk of their retirement income.
Yeah, I think that's great. So what's next?
So the article next recommends adding an annuity to your financial strategy. Now, let's shine a light on a topic that tends to stir up strong opinions, right? Annuities. I know they've got a reputation. Some people hear the word and they start running for the hills, right? But realistically, annuities can be a powerful player in your retirement income game, especially when you use them right away or use them the right way. I'm sorry. At the core, annuities are designed to provide guaranteed income. And in a world full of market swings and economic maybes, that guarantee may be worth its weight in gold. And not all annuities are created equally, though, remember. Some are simple and affordable and designed to deliver steady income without a bunch of fine print. But others can be very complex, costly, and sometimes look like they're built to benefit the advisor more than the client. And that's why trusting the right guidance and is essential for when you're picking an annuity.
Yeah. Yeah. And people have these misconceptions. Not all annuities are created equal. I think, you know, you've talked about this on previous episodes. Annuity income can provide some degree of retirement income security, but make sure you're getting the right annuity. You know, variable annuities have high fees and they're subject to risk, whereas like fixed index annuities have no fees a lot of times and principal protection. So they've gotten very competitive and changed a lot over the years. So again, work with a financial professional. And I know you will look out for your client's best interests and make sure that they are using the right tools to meet their goals, right?
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more, Tony. Right. Spot on. And so next, when you use an annuity as a bond substitute, a partial allocation to a solid income annuity can actually improve your retirement outcome. And this is usually the best way we like to use it. One popular type is the deferred income annuity, which Tony kind of spoke of a minute ago, or what some called a longevity annuity. What you do with this is you invest a chunk today and down the road, maybe 10, 15, 20 years later, it starts sending you guaranteed checks. And so when you've got a longevity annuity, you've got a potential secure stream of income in your later years, and you got it at a cost that makes sense, right? But annuities, remember, aren't magic, and they're not for everyone. There are trade-offs, things like no built-in inflation protection unless you add a rider, or stiff penalties if you need to cash out early. And so it's not one size fits all, remember. It's a tool, a powerful one, but only if it fits your blueprint. And that's why, as Tony just mentioned, and I've made clear in the past, you shouldn't do it alone. There are a lot of different annuities out there, each with its own terms, timelines, and twists. Before you lock anything in, work with a financial professional who actually knows their stuff and puts your interest first.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's the key right there. And I just know that it's so important to get this right, get a plan that's right for your retirement and your goals. Now, I wanted to ask you next about withdrawals. A lot of people enter retirement with a lot, if not all their money in the markets through 401ks, IRAs. What about withdrawal rates and running out of money that way when the markets are down? What can you do?
So the longer your retirement, the more pressure you put on one thing, your portfolio. And the key player here is how fast or how slow you're pulling money out of it, right? And so that brings us to the famous 4% rule, which I'm sure most of you have heard of before. Remember, it's a classic guideline that says save about 25 to 30 times your annual spending and withdraw 4% a year adjusted for inflation. Simple, clean, and a solid place to start. But dynamic withdrawal strategies are another option. And so here you adjust your income based on what the market's doing. And so if it's a good year, maybe you take out a little bit more. If the market takes a dip, you dial back a bit, and not out of fear, but out of strategy, right? And think of it like this. Your retirement income plan should be like a sailboat, not a train. You don't barrel forward no matter what the conditions. You adjust your sails, stay flexible, and respond to the winds around you. And that's how you keep moving forward, even when the waters get choppy. And because the real goal here isn't just to avoid running out of money, it's to live fully and spend wisely for as long as it takes. So don't just withdraw, withdraw with intentions, right? That's how you keep your money working for as long as you need it to.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree. And, you know, you're talking about considering the importance of longevity risk, living longer. And you've talked about concepts like make sure you estimate your lifespan, then your retirement income needs, annuities, being flexible with your withdrawal rate. What's next?
So the article next talks about building a plan for long-term care needs, right? And so in retirement, everything's connected, your health, your wealth, and your financial confidence. And the older we get, the more this becomes crystal clear. Your body changes, your needs shift, and suddenly your financial plan isn't just about travel dreams, it's about real life care. And so here's the stat that stops people in their tracks. 70% of people older than 65 will need some form of long-term care in their life. And that's not a maybe. That's a very likely reality. And that's the cost. And the cost isn't just pocket change, right? According to Genworth's latest numbers referenced in the same article, a semi-private room in a nursing home runs about $8,669 a month. And spoiler alert, Medicare doesn't generally cover that. And so relying on your savings or hoping your kids step in isn't reasonable, because that's a heavy load to carry both financially and emotionally, right? And so Medicaid can be an option, but remember, this comes with strings. You'd have to spend down most of your assets before it even kicks in. And even then, the care might not be what you wanted for yourself or your loved ones. And that's why more people are turning to long-term care insurance or hybrid life insurance solutions to take the pressure off.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. And we've talked about life insurance before on the show, or I mean, long-term care insurance on the show before, and life insurance, but long-term care is outrageously expensive. And there are hybrid policies out there. We don't have to get into that today, but just know that there are options available out there. You need to have a plan in place to cover healthcare and retirement, especially long-term care. What is it? I think 70% of all people who live to at least age 65 are going to eventually need long-term care at some point in their life. It's almost one out of every three.
Yep.
My mom is in long-term care. It's $11,000 a month because she gets full care. So got a plan for that. And the only way to do that, work with a financial services professional like yourself, a fiduciary who's going to get a plan in place and fit it to your needs and goals and cover these things. So great show today. We'll wrap this up, Daniel. But before we go, let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you.
Remember, listeners, you can visit the website at pdewealthadvisors.com. or call our office directly at 909-295-5504 to discuss how we can answer your questions and address your concerns about longevity risk, your financial strategy, or any other parts of your retirement. And remember, it's our goal to help you prepare for the retirement you worked so hard for.
Yeah, there you go. I think that's great, Daniel, that you talked about this today. I encourage our listeners to give you a call. I know you love to hear from them if they have any questions at all. But listeners, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of The Pathway to Retirement with our host, Daniel Flores.
Thank you for joining us for Pathway to Retirement. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact Daniel Flores at PDE Wealth Advisors LLC at 909-295-5504 or visit pdewealthadvisors.com now. Join us again soon for another episode of Pathway to Retirement.
Advisory services are offered through PDE Wealth Advisors LLC, an investment advisor in the state of California. Insurance products and services are offered through PDE Insurance Services, Inc., an affiliated company. PDE Wealth Advisors LLC is not affiliated with or endorsed by the Federal Medicare Program, the Social Security Administration, or any other government agency. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation.